Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Dawn, D-A-W-N, Balthorpe, B-A-L-T-H-R-O-P-E, dash, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. We'll begin with, according to the records provided, on 11-10-21, Ms. Balthorpe Moore was seen by Dr. Urquhart, U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T, period. She presented with left knee pain after a work injury on 10-11-21. Period. She was climbing a ladder and the left knee banged against it. Period. He performed an exam and x-rays that demonstrated severe lateral compartmental joint space narrowing, gamma severe patellofemoral joint space narrowing with sclerosis and osteophytosis, and moderate joint space narrowing. Period. He rendered diagnoses of degenerative meniscal tear in the left knee, unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, knee pain. Period. He performed a joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection. Period. She then returned to him on 11-30-21, but her symptoms remained the same. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph on 127-22, Dr. Urquhart performed left knee arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy along with left knee arthroscopy and chondroplasty of the patellofemoral articulation. The postoperative diagnoses were left knee, medial meniscal tears, and patellofemoral chondrosis. The preoperative diagnosis included lateral meniscal tears that evidently were not found. She followed up postoperatively and developed contracture of the knee. Period. She did participate in physical therapy, period. New paragraph on 12-17-21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, period. He felt she would benefit from aspiration of the effusion in the knee, followed by approximately 1 month of physical therapy. Period. He thought the effusion was likely responsible for her inability to get her strength in her quadriceps and affected her ability to regain terminal motion. Pretty believed her ability to return to work is very good. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described, running through 8-11-22, period. At that visit, after completing a full program, she complained of minimal increase in her symptoms. She was returned to the physician the next day for a return to work assessment. Period. An actual physical examination was not documented on this visit. Period. New paragraph on the initial therapy exam on 5-2-22. She complained of left-sided cervical pain and left upper extremity pain that began 2 weeks ago. Period. She was lifting weights and completing squats and woke up the following day with neck pain. Period. She then was referred for therapy on the cervical spine. Period. physical exam of the lower extremities was not performed. Period. The paragraph, Ms. Dawn Balthrop Moore followed up with Dr. Urquhart through 8/30/22. Period. He cleared her to return to full duty with no restrictions, limitations. Period. On the visit the previous day, on the visit of 8/12/22, he did document a physical exam. Period. Left knee motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion compared to 0 to 135 degrees on the right. Period. The incision site was clean, dry, and intact, and the incision was healed. Period. Strength was 5/5 in the quadriceps and hamstring. Period. There was normal alignment of the knee with no deformity, tenderness, warmth, or masses. Period. She had no instability, and special provocative maneuvers were normal. Period. Left patella tracking had crepitus at a level of 2. Period. Her gait was not described, nor was there any use of orthotic devices indicated. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 10/8/21, Dawn Balthrop Moore injured her left knee at work. Period. She quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Urquhart, who sent her for an MRI on 12/4/21. To insert here. On 1/27/22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. She had physical therapy post-operatively over the next several months. Period. She also followed up with Dr. Urquhart through 8/30/22 when he cleared her for full duty with no restrictions. Period. However, his most recent physical exam did not mention her gait or use of any assistive devices. Period. She did see Dr. Gehrman as well, beginning 12/17/21. Period. She followed up with Dr. Gehrman on 5/13/22. Period. Upon exam, her left knee lacks 5 to 7 degrees of extension when she sits at rest. Period. He could passively improve her to just shy of full extension with some discomfort. Period. She does have a fairly impressive effusion in the left knee. Period. Her right knee lacked just a few degrees of terminal extension and flexed to 130 degrees. Period. There was no swelling or fluid within the knee itself. Period. On the left knee, she had mild joint line tenderness medially and some pain with patellar compression and inhibition testing. Period. There was no ligamentous instability whatsoever. Period. She can contract and do a straight leg raise with no significant extensor lag other than the flexion contracture that she has. Period. He observed her present complaints of weakness and pain had greatly improved since her surgery. Period. His exam demonstrated quadriceps weakness and a large effusion of the affected left knee. Period. He commented she would benefit from joint aspiration. Period. She was ambulating with a much more normal gait. Period. In paragraph, I'll rate this case for injury to the left knee. Treated surgically. Period. She had a good clinical and functional result. Period. She was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. And that will be the end of